Ninth parak of Oilas, first Mishnah. This Mishnah has many perushim because of its complexity, and we will go with the perush of the Vilna Goin. Not everybody learns like a Vilna Goin. Kaveres shibesoicha pesach upia luchutz. We're talking about a house, and there is a kaveres, which is a beehive, man-made beehive, which is made like a cylindrical shaped basket. The walls, there's different types, as we'll see in the course of this perek, but the one we're starting off with, the walls of this cylinder are solid, made out of some type of wood or other type of mesh that grows out of the earth, straw, whatever it is. So you have this tube. On the bottom of it, you have a base, but the base does have small holes in it, less than a tefach, for the bees to go in and out. And at the top of it is where the bees make the beehives, and over there, open it completely, and you could take the honeycombs out of it. Okay, so basically, this instead of being vertical, the first mishnayis of the perek, it's horizontal, and part of this beehive is in the house, and part of it's out of the house, in the fashion that the closed part is in the house, and the open part is sticking out of the house. Now, the way the Vilna Gaon learns it, this kaveris is not Boim saw. We know that a Kli Eitz, which is more than 40 saw, is not made to be moved around. It's not Makabel Tumah. It's like an Oihel. No, here's a regular Kli, but it's not Makabel Tumah. Why is it not Makabel Tumah? Because since it has a hole on the bottom, Kli Eitz, wooden Kalim have to be able to hold things. Over here, since it has holes on the bottom, that's enough to make it a Kli, which is not Makabel Tumah, but still considered a Kli. Basically, there are three levels. There's something which is a Kli, which is Makabel Tumah. Then you have a Kli, which could have certain holes in it, and because of that, it's not Makabel Tumah, but still a Kli. And then you have a third state that's not a Kli anymore. But we're talking about it is a Kli, but it's not Makabel Tumah. Therefore, it's now in a fashion, like we're saying, that half of it, let's say, or part of it is inside the doorway, a part of it is sticking out of the doorway, and it's laid down on the ground. So underneath it, right underneath part of the that's sticking out of the house, has a kazais of mace, which is metame v'oil. So what's it in? O al gaba mibachutz, or it's on top of it, either on top or the bottom of the part of that cylinder which is sticking outside of the house. Kol shekenegad hazayis tachtei v'gaba tumah, which means like this, that the rule of tumah is that there's no oil on top of it. The tumah goes straight up and straight down. Over here, since there's nothing, no oil. Oil has to be at least one tefach over the ground. This cylinder is laying on the ground and just squashing that piece of mace. So basically, there's no oil on top of it. On the other hand, we'd say maybe it should prevent tumah from going through it. No, since it's not an oil, it also does not prevent. And it's a kli also. A kli does not prevent tumah from going through it. The chiddush over here is, though, that the implication of the Mishnah is that, as we'll see soon, that the inside of this kli is not tummy. So here is, it's called quantum mechanics of tumah. It's called tunneling, which means that it goes above, let's say the tumah is underneath this tube, it goes above it but doesn't go into it, because since it's protected by these two walls of the kli, prevents the tumah from going in but does not prevent it from going on top of it. Okay, so that's why the Mishnah says toicha, the inside of this, and habayis is tar, because in order for the habayis to come tar, it has to be, the tumah has to go through some oil which is going into the house and go into the house. But since the oil is the inside of this tube, and inside the tube is tar, so inside of the tube is tar, and the house is tar, just on top and below this tube would be tummy. Babayis, if the tumah is in the house, then tummy babayis. The house is tummy, but this tube is not tummy. Why? Because the holes of the tube that are inside the house are less than the size of a tefach. A hole less than a tefach does not let the tumah go into it. Unless the tumah is directly above, unless this hole is directly above the tumah. But in the meantime, it's on the side, tumah won't go into it. The seicha, if the tumah is inside of it, then I call tameh. Why? Because since it's inside of this tube, the tube is more than a tefach cavity. Therefore, it acts as an oil. It spreads out the tumah within it, but it's not an oil that prevents tumah to go above it. So then, it spreads out within it and goes above it, below it, and since it also has holes into the direction of the house, goes, it's metama into, it's metama the house also. That's the end of the first mission.